If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Struggle to recover after Ian.
It is incomprehensible what we're looking at.
Key victory for Ukraine.
We're very encouraged by what we're seeing right now.
California killings spark fear.
Everybody's on edge lately. People are just afraid of coming outside.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. So much destruction in southwest Florida after Hurricane Ian, and there are growing questions about how evacuations were handled as the known death toll from the storm has risen to 86. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Fort Myers.
That's over your head.
Yeah.
A sobering moment for Vicky Markey, seeing the waterline Hurricane Ian left behind inside her Fort Myers home.
So if you'd stayed, you'd have been underwater.
Yes, or worse.
When you look around your home right now, what do you think?
I had a lot of wonderful memories with people I love. And I keep reminding myself these are all things. Everyone I love is safe.
People's lives litter their front yards. For the Mitchells, it's nearly 50 years worth.
From here on out, we're just going to exist.
I feel like we're existing, but we're really not living. Our life is right there.
Hundreds of thousands are still without power, and state officials are now defending the timing of evacuation orders in the Fort Myers area that some say did not come soon enough.
President Biden is due to survey the Florida damage on Wednesday. Today, he goes to Puerto Rico to check on the recovery from Hurricane Fiona. That storm caused power outages and catastrophic flooding and landslides. Russian troops have been driven out of a key city in eastern Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett says it's an area Moscow now claims as its own territory.
Ukrainian paratroopers swept into Lyman over the weekend after a hard-fought battle, flying the flag for the first time in months. Recapturing the strategic city in the east marks one of the most significant victories of the war. Ukrainian soldiers were advancing in the country's south. Unverified social media posts suggest they pushed Russian troops back around 25 miles in just one day. The rapid-fire territorial takeover slices right into regions President Putin claimed as his own on Friday in his illegal annexation of four territories in Ukraine. The mayor of Russian-occupied Melitopol says he expects a massive escalation.
Now to California, where police say several unsolved murders in the city of Stockton over the past few months could be the work of a serial killer. CBS News correspondent Danya Backus has the latest on the police investigation.
By definition, you could probably very well call this a serial killing.
The police chief says the five male victims were ambushed, shot while alone at night in dimly lit areas. The murders happened between July and September in North Stockton. The victims were between the ages of 21 to 54. All but one were Hispanic.
It's like your worst nightmare for a parent.
Greta Bogro says her son, 35-year-old Paul Yaw, was the first victim.
Now knowing, you know, that person's out there doing this to multiple people, it's like, it's just horrible.
Police tell CBS News there is firearm evidence linking the murders together. For Bogro, an arrest can't come soon enough.
I don't think there'll ever be enough justice that can come to this one person or persons for what they've done.
President Biden praises the weekend swap that returned seven Americans to this country in exchange for two convicted drug smugglers who have ties to Venezuela's ruler. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
What the U.S. wanted was to free seven Americans, including five Houston-based Citgo oil executives who have been detained since 2017 on what the U.S. describes as bogus corruption charges. Venezuela agreed to the release in exchange for brothers who were jailed for years in the U.S. for drug smuggling. And these are not just any brothers. They are the nephews of the wife of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Now, CBS has learned that the swap took place in the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. President Biden said this is part of his, quote, administration's unflinching commitment to keep faith with Americans held hostage and wrongfully detained around the world.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Opening statements today in a federal court in Washington in the trial of an extremist group leader and others for their alleged role in the Capitol attack.
This is the highest level Capitol riot trial so far. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers and four co-defendants facing the top level charge so far, seditious conspiracy, to which they've pleaded not guilty. They're accused of plotting to block the peaceful transfer of power, of staging guns outside the city limits, and coming ready for battle.
Also in Washington, the new term of the U.S. Supreme Court is opening. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
More rulings on landmark issues are expected this term, including on cases involving affirmative action, voting rights, a challenge to the Clean Water Act, and gay rights. Liberal justices like Elena Kagan have said they worry the court will continue on a path to ignoring precedents and undermine its integrity. But Chief Justice John Roberts has defended the court, saying criticizing its opinions is not a basis for criticizing its legitimacy.
In Brazil, there will be a runoff vote later on this month in the battle between incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro and former President Lula da Silva. Polls suggested Lula might win outright, but Bolsonaro finished just 5 points behind. Now to Indonesia, where there's grief and an investigation after the deaths of 125 people in a soccer stadium riot. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Fans furious that their team, Arema, had lost, poured onto the field at Kanjuruhan Stadium in eastern Java. And then mayhem as police chased them with batons and tear gas, which is banned indoors under international rules. And there was a deadly surge for the exits. Those who could helped the injured outdoors to ambulances, but 34 people were trampled to death in the stadium. The rest died in the hospital.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to Svante Paabo, a Swede who has researched human evolution.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Inflation is hitting the holiday season.
It seems everything these days is costing more, and shipping holiday packages is apparently no exception.
UPS, the U.S. Postal Service, and FedEx all have surcharges going on right now. UPS and FedEx are adding it because of labor and fuel prices.
However, Kate Hoots with MerchantMaverick.com says there are ways to save money.
Besides using the shippers' provided materials, is going to be to put it in the absolute smallest package you can.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
The British government's dropped plans to cut the income tax for top earners in the country. That move, part of a package of unfunded cuts that sparked turmoil on financial markets, sending the pound to record lows. The initial plan was to scrap the top 45% tax rate paid on earnings above $167,000 a year. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcast starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.